Life is how you listen within. Life is how you listen within. We all have the same opportunity to listen within. We all have the same opportunity to have that one pure, perfect guide within ourselves, directing us, showing us the way, guiding us into that marvelous life that we could have. And it's just how matter we listen within that we get the benefit from it. How we listen within is how we have the enjoyment of it. Life is how you listen within. So, your conscience, the little voice within you, the divine within you, is always saying, you're wonderful, you're good. The divine within you is always telling you that you are the ideal person, that you are the most wonderful person on earth. You think of any other person on earth, and you know that you're better than any of them. You're better than any of them. You're number one. Now, that we should think that we're better than others is an interesting thought, but let's put that aside for a moment and look at what it really means. When you look within and you see the finest and best things for you to do, what do you do? Do you follow them? When the divine within you says, no, no, that's not a good thing for you. No, no, that's not beneficial. That's going to bring you harm. That's going to bring you unhappiness. That's going to take away the joy of your life. That's going to make you an irresponsible person. Don't do that. And your inner self tells you this. Your inner self guides you and says to you, these are the things that are important in life. These are the things that are your values. These are the values that you have for yourself in life. Now, are you going to stand with these values, or are you going to push them aside? Are you going to stand with these values, or are you going to tell these values that they don't mean anything to you? Are you going to sing the song that says, I will love you forever. I will love you forever. I love you forever. You are my one love. You are the only love. And then you go out and you have many loves. Why is it that these ideas come to your consciousness of have one love? Why does it have come to your consciousness? It's not that what you think it is. What you think it is you should not have any more than one person outside of yourself that you love. You should not have any person that is to be your spouse that is to be more wonderful than the one that you have chosen to have as your spouse. That's not what it means at all. What it means is there is only one being in the universe, and that is you. There's only one divine consciousness in the universe, and that is you. There's only one being that you love with all your heart and soul and being, and that's you. And when you start loving other beings, when you start possessing other beings, when you start needing and wanting other beings in your life, then you are going afoul of what you know is the true song in your heart. Love one only. Love one only. Well, you say, we should love everybody. No, we love one. We just love ourselves. We don't love everybody. We don't have the capacity to love everybody. We don't have the capacity to look at other people and see what they're doing and say to ourselves, that's them. I love them. We only have the capacity to see out of our eyes, out of our heart, out of our mind, what we are looking at in the world. And so, as we love ourselves, as we love who we are, then in truth, we will love everybody else because they're our creation. But we have to start with ourselves. We have to start loving ourselves and being true to ourselves and listening to the divine within ourselves, for that is the only thing that makes any difference in our life. Can you do that? Can I do that? It's not something we've been taught to do. We've been taught to always do things for others. We've been taught always to consider what the world would think of us if we did something. What would we think of us if we did something? If we stole something, what would we think of us? Could we live with ourselves if we allowed ourselves to steal from another? Truly, could we live with ourselves? No. People who are mafia, people who are gangsters, people who are evil people, they find it very difficult to live with themselves. And they find it very difficult to think of themselves any different. They want themselves to be considered as number one. They want, but they think they're number one over somebody else. That they think they're number one in control of somebody else. And never should we have thoughts like that. We are never over anyone else. We are never better than anybody else. We are never in control of anybody else. Never, never, never. We are always unconditionally loving all the world because we're first unconditionally loving ourselves. We're first looking at ourselves and saying, I am a good person. I'm a wonderful person. I'm a fantastic person. I like me. I like me. I like me. And you don't have to think what that means. You just say it. Because when you say it, you're building it up in your consciousness. When you say it, you're building it up in your heart. When you say it, you're building it up as the truth about you. And when you're saying it to build up the truth about you, then that is what the truth about you is and always will be. When you say, I like me, 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 you will do everything you can to like yourself. You will be everything that you are that is likable. You will be the most wonderful being in your life that you could possibly be. It's not a matter of going around this world and loving others. If we love ourselves first, 100%, then we will love everyone in the world because they're our creation. And we create them beautifully, and we see them beautifully, and we know them beautifully, because first we know ourselves. First we know who we are. First we know that we are the divine, the wonderful, the glorious being, the most unconditionally loving being in the universe. We are unconditionally loving under all circumstances. And as we are unconditionally loving under all circumstances, our life is so fantastic, so marvelous, so fulfilling, so rewarding. We are the number one. We are glorious indeed. Can you believe that about yourself? Oh, don't worry. You don't have to believe that about yourself. Just say it about yourself. Say it again and again and again. I know that I know that I know. Say it again and again and again. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I love me. I love the world. I love myself. I love all of my creation. I love me. I love me. I love me. And when you say that, pretty soon that becomes a recognition of that's what you are. That's what you've always been. You've always been a loving, unconditionally loving person. You've always been a fantastic person. You've always been a marvelous person. You've always been something very special. You've always been that. And when you say you've always been it, you can be sure you are it, starting right now. Because this is the only moment in your life. This is the only moment in your life that you shall ever live and that you'll ever make choices. And make the choice of liking yourself today. Make the choice that you are number one today. Make the choice that everything you do is good. Make the choice that you're unconditionally loving of yourself. And watch what happens in your life. Because when you do that, you are really a wonderful, glorious, fantastic being. Do that for yourself today. Give yourself that blessing, that gift, that recognition, that awareness, and know that that's who you are now and always. And know that I say of you, my creation, I love you. I love you. I love you.